was married in the kirk. 26th of February, 1988. And we got married in St. Peter's, for it was ours. Been with kirk, at the Sunday school.
I was married at a kirk on the 15th of April, 1977. The kirk was, the weddings were quite often on a Friday night, about 7 o'clock.
They used to call the bands, it was read out in the pulpit about 3 weeks before the wedding. I think it was maybe called out every Sunday for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do that now.
Alec Rosie drove us to the kirk, and I can't remember if it was before the wedding or after the service. He drove us to Breland to see Grandad of Breland, as we used to call him, because he wasn't at the wedding.
Mm-hmm. The first time I was married in the manse, and the minister was Reverend Steen. The second time the minister was McKenzie. It just seemed to be the doing thing, they got married in the manse. We'd only be posh folk that go to a kirk.
I can't remember much about the weather that night, but there is a photo of me when we coming in the kirk with my father, and my veil is totally above my head. So it must have been a bit breezy.
I can't mind what like the weather was, but we had hats on and they didn't blow off. Never had a wedding dress as such, it was just outfits. Yes, yeah. Just your Sunday best.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
At that time, that April, there was no daffodils out still. It must have been a terrible month or whatever. So the only daffodils that was on show that night was my auntie Kate had teamed up for Inverness when she came up for the wedding. I had a bouquet of carnations, and we had flowers like for all the bridesmaid, and there had been buttonholes and buttonholes for everybody else, but that was all the flowers that was bought for the wedding. We had one best man that was Alan's brother, and a bridesmaid that was a friend of mine, Pat.
Our best man was Tommy's nephew, Graham Rosie, and me daughter, Patsy Walsh, was matron of honour. It was my second wedding.
The way that the kirk's laid out, the corridor or passage up to the altar isn't wide enough for two folk to walk at the same time. So one person walked in the aisle and the other person walks in the bit that used, well, it was the communion table there. And it wasn't that very easy because the pillars come down in the middle, so you'll be walking hand in hand or whatever with your father or your husband, and you had to sort of walk around the pillars as you were walking out. So it wasn't the most dignified way to enter or go out of the kirk.